what I've entitled, Let Not Your Heart Be a Drama Queen. Oh, now I wonder what I'm going to be speaking about. Let not your heart be a drama queen. So what could I pull out of the Bible to come up with that title for today's talk? We're going to be looking at John chapter 14, verse 1 to 7, and I'm going to break it down verse by verse. But for the first half, we're going to focus on the first four verses. And these are the words that Jesus spoke to his disciples just before everything kicks off. You know, before things kick off, there's always that little bit of a build-up, isn't there? And then it totally kicks off the drama. And when I'm saying about before everything kicks off, it's before Jesus gets betrayed, before Jesus gets crucified, and before the panic of those around him when that happens. So I'm going to start with the opening line because this is an absolute classic line. John 14 verse 1. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. Who's saying that? Who knows? That's right. Those are the words of Jesus. So let's be honest. If we read that, that is easier said than done, isn't it? But Jesus said it because he knew that we would feel it. That Jesus isn't just throwing out some random advice to us here. But he was preparing them. The disciples had been told that one of them would betray him. They'd been told that he was leaving them. And Peter, who was the bold one amongst the disciples, would deny Jesus before the morning. And into this tense and awkward, anxious atmosphere amongst them, Jesus says, do not let your hearts be troubled. Now, Jesus isn't saying here that we need to stop feeling things, but he's saying, don't be controlled by those things that you are feeling. It's a bit like when we are on a roller coaster. Who's been on a roller coaster? I've been on a roller coaster. In actual fact, there's a good old story of Janet and I when we were dating on a roller coaster. But it's a bit like when you're on a roller coaster and you know that safety bar, you have to pull it down and it clicks you into place. And you're still nervous, even though you're now clicked in with this bar. You might already be feeling a little bit queasy like me. But you trust that that bar is going to hold you in to the roller coaster. That's how Jesus is with us. He is our safety bar. He's the safety bar for our soul. You know, being troubled is just part of our human nature, isn't it? But staying troubled is optional when we're walking with Jesus. Do you know what the antidote to anxiety is? Trust. Jesus goes on to say, you believe in God, believe also in me. Now that word believe doesn't just mean nodding politely when God is mentioned to you. It means to rely on Him. To lean into Him. To put your weight on something. We all lean on something when it gets wobbly. Some lean on cake or chocolate. It's all right, there's no judgment here. Some lean on scrolling through social media until their thumbs go numb. Some lean on their own ability to plan and to control everything. But Jesus says, lean on me. Lean on me. Because control is very comforting until it fails. And when it fails, we realize that we actually never had the control in the first place. Have you ever tried to lean on something that doesn't hold? Like sitting on a dodgy chair and ending up on the floor with your tea in the air. That's what it's like trusting anything other than Jesus when life gets turbulent. It might hold for a little bit, but it's not built for the weight of your soul. Now this next bit is brilliant. Jesus says, my Father's house has many rooms. I go to prepare a place for you. This isn't just about a guest room, but Jesus isn't saying you can just crash on the sofa, but he's saying I am making space for you. You belong there. You're not squeezing into heaven on a technicality. You're not a spiritual squatter. But you are family, and there's room for you with your name on the door. Hallelujah. The Bible says that he calls us by name, that we are known to him. He knows our name. I remember when I came to salvation, it was so deeply personal. But I very clearly heard it. Robin, I love you. And if we listen carefully enough in the noise, and we step aside and we just come and be open and real and raw with Jesus, he's not looking for some polished performance from us. Like, he's not waiting for us to clean ourselves up first. That's his job. He will clean us up. That's what he's promised. We just need to come and be open. And say, Lord, here I am, just as I am, in all of my mess, in all of my chaos, with all of my baggage that I'm carrying around. And I'm coming into that space that you have promised me, where my name is on the door. And you know what's better? He's not sending someone else to sort it out. He says, I will go and prepare it for you. Jesus himself goes before us to prepare that place for us. Isn't that marvelous? I think it's so wonderful. But I want to tell you that he's preparing more than just a place. But he's preparing you and he's preparing me And sometimes we think Jesus is just talking about heaven here. And yes, it is about eternal life, but it's also about here and now, this afternoon. That Jesus is preparing us for what is coming. He knows that life is full of detours and dead ends. He knows that we've all got questions. He knows that we fear and that it shows up in every single one of us. So he goes on and he gives us this promise. He says, Jesus says, you may not see it yet. Wait for it. But I have already gone ahead of you. What does that do to your heart this afternoon, knowing that Jesus is already ahead? That he's already in your tomorrow, he's preparing strength for your weakness, that he's preparing peace for your panic, that he's preparing grace for our mistakes. You may not know what's next, and I don't know what's next, but we know the one who does. And his name is Jesus. Hallelujah. So let me just ask you this afternoon, what is troubling your heart today? What fear keeps popping up in your head? What question are you too afraid to ask God aloud? Jesus says, do not let your heart be troubled. And he says it not because you're weak, but because he is strong. That when we are weak, he is strong. When we can't get up off the ground and walk any longer, when we're exhausted and worn out, it's him that picks us up and carries us like a shepherd carrying a sheep that is sick or injured. There is hope this afternoon for every single one of us. That I didn't say this, Jesus said, do not let your hearts be troubled. Because Jesus is trustworthy and he's prepared and he's got your back. We spent the first part looking at Jesus' words in John 14, 1-4. Don't let your hearts be troubled. We talked about trust, about belonging, and how Jesus is preparing a place and preparing us. And now we come to a brilliant moment in verse 5. Someone finally says what they've all been thinking, and it's Thomas, the disciple. He said to Jesus, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can you know the way? That's bold. That's brave. And yeah, now we give Thomas a lot of stick for doubting later on, because he does doubt later on. But yeah, Thomas is just being honest. He's the guy in the group project who finally goes, sorry, but what exactly are we doing? He asked the question. And the others are sitting there nodding like they understood, and then Thomas just blurts it out. If we were really being real this afternoon, we'd say we've all been there. God, what are you doing with my life? God, why is this happening? God, where exactly are we headed? And Thomas is the voice of every honest believer who has ever said, I want to follow, but I'm not sure where you are taking me. And here's the beautiful part, church, that Jesus doesn't rebuke him, but he reveals himself. Jesus doesn't hand out directions, but he offers himself. Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. Way, truth, life. Now notice what Jesus doesn't say. He doesn't say, well, here's a map. He doesn't say, let me draw you a diagram. He doesn't say, speak to Peter, he's got the itinerary. But he says, I am the way. In other words, you don't need to understand the journey. You just need to stay close to the guide. Some of us want Google Map faith. We want every turn listed, all the risks outlined, estimated arrival time, and traffic updates. But Jesus says, I'm not giving you a route. I'm giving you a relationship. Have you ever followed someone in a car and instantly regretted it? They don't indicate. They drive like they're late for their own funeral. You lose them at every single roundabout. And by the third missed exit, you're praying and you're sweating and you're ready just to give up. And that's how life feels like, doesn't it, sometimes? But church, Jesus isn't like that. He's not speeding off ahead of us, leaving us guessing. He walks with you. Even when you are lost, confused, even when you're a little bit moody, he stays beside you. That Jesus is the way when you feel directionless. And some of us are in seasons of serious, like, what now, God, moments. Life crossroads, health worries, family dramas that makes EastEnders look peaceful. And in all of it, Jesus says to us, I am the way. He doesn't remove all the mystery. He doesn't guarantee an easy road. But what he does guarantee is his presence. And in a world obsessed with destinations, Jesus invites us into a daily faith walk with him. That when we are surrounded by opinions, Jesus is the truth. He said, I am the truth. Truth's a tricky word these days, isn't it? Everyone has their own truth. Just scroll down TikTok. But you can find 45 opinions on one topic before breakfast. And that's just on TikTok. But Jesus isn't a truth. Jesus is the truth. That means that he won't lie to you. That he won't change with trends. That he won't flatter you into ruin. That when everything feels uncertain, Jesus is still solid. So if your feelings are all over the place, and let's face it, whose aren't these days, you can come back to him and find your anchor. And then when you feel like you're just existing, you know, Jesus says, I am the life. He doesn't say, I'll extend your life or I'll improve your lifestyle. He says, I am the life. And some of us are alive, but we are not really truly living. We're just existing. We're surviving, going through the motions, smiling on Sunday, struggling on Monday. But Jesus isn't offering heaven someday, but he's offering fullness today. A life of peace and of purpose and joy that does not depend on our circumstances. That we can still have peace while the storm is raging around us. That we can still have purpose even though our plans are falling apart. Because life with Jesus is deeper than whatever is going on around us. So can I encourage you to stay close to the way? So what does it mean for us today to follow Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life? It means that when you're confused, stay close to the way, Jesus. That when you're overwhelmed by opinions, cling to the truth, Jesus. When you feel empty, draw near to the life, Jesus. You know, we don't need to have it all figured out, church. We just need to walk closely with Jesus. Amen. To stay close to him. That he's not waiting for you to become an expert disciple. He's just asking you to follow him. So if you're carrying questions today, he welcomes them. Ask him the questions. If you're feeling a bit lost, he knows exactly where you are. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So let our hearts not be anxious, because he's got our back. Amen. Now it's funny, when I posted my my video on TikTok last night, I titled it, I said this to the, I preached this at the church, but then found myself repenting. You see, this is how it is, that we know the word and we know what we're meant to be doing, but we don't. And that's me as well. You know, I'm not a perfect man. I just keep telling Janet that I'm perfect, but I'm far from it. You see, if I was perfect, I wouldn't need Jesus. But it's because I'm imperfect. That's why Jesus means so much to me. So if you're waiting for things to like get cleaned up in your life, like, okay, so last night I really, not me, but say like last night maybe you really messed up, or, you know. Or like me, I like to, when I'm a bit grumpy and tired and Janet says something to me, I'll start arguing with me, and then halfway through the argument it's like God says, hello. And I go, no, I've got a right to express myself. And God says, no, you don't. Not like that. We need to listen. Because the only way you're going to know the truth through Jesus is by listening to him. And by only knowing the way is by listening to him. And for us to have life, we need to come to him and truly follow him with all of our hearts and all of our minds and all of our souls. And I know that many of us are struggling here this afternoon. And Janet and I have had struggles in the last 2 weeks. And I'm not ashamed to admit that. But you know what makes it so much easier? is Jesus. Because we've learned, Janet and I, over all the years of ministry, of being missionaries in Africa for all those years, and all the hardships, me going through my cancer diagnoses twice, Janet getting cancer diagnoses twice, been a rough ride. But you know what? Jesus knew the way. Amen. And that's where our focus was on. When we went on the mission field and there were times where we sat with nothing, we went on the mission field underfunded. And that was a choice we made because we were trusting Jesus. Not once did we go hungry. Not once. We always had enough. Not extravagant, but enough. So I'm going to ask you to be a bit more serious this afternoon with Jesus. You know, as I've been speaking, maybe there's something that's pulled on your heart and you've said, oh, I don't see Jesus like that. You know what, that this afternoon is the afternoon that you can come to him and you can just come before him and say, come on in, Matty. God bless you. You can just come in and you can just say, Lord, here I am. As I am, you know where I am. I'm confused. I don't know half the time what's going on, but you are here. And you know me. You know my name. And you know exactly where I am and you know exactly what I've done. And you know what? He will meet you there. You might think, oh, I've got to give this up, and I've got to give that up, and I've got to give that up. Rubbish. I came to Christ after an overdose on drugs. It took 4 years for me to be clean. I was trying to do Jesus and eyes at the same time. You know? I'd have my Sunday high, and Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I was down on the beach getting another kind of high. Until I learned that I had to have a high of Jesus every single day. And that's where the breakthrough came. Without Jesus, I would never, ever have done it. Never. I didn't even do it. It was Jesus. So what are you struggling with? Because you don't need to struggle anymore. That's not just some lovely, make me feel better scripture. Jesus says he is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. And he's extending you an invitation this afternoon to step into that promise and to take it for yourself and say, Lord, I'm desperate for that. So can we stand up and we'll just pray. Pete, you can get ready, thanks. So Lord, we just want to thank you. Come, let's raise our hands. Come on. Lord, we just want to thank you that you are the way, that you are the truth, and that you are the life. And Lord, it's you that stops our anxious hearts from racing when we are surrounded and we feel like we're being buried. Lord, it's you, Lord, that stops the racing in our hearts through your Spirit. And Father, would you help us to rely completely on you for the direction of our life? Lord, that you would be the stable truth through your word, through the Bible. Lord, would you make us hungry to read the Bible? Because, Lord, we don't know the truth unless we actually read it. Because when we read the truth of the Bible and of your words, it comes in through our eyes, but it sinks into our hearts. And then the transformation in our lives begins. Lord, we don't want to be trying to make a meal without a recipe. Lord, would you be our recipe for our lives? Lord, would you take our hands this afternoon? And Lord, would you just fill us with your abundant life and your freedom and your joy and your peace and your light as we move on from this afternoon as new creations in Jesus Christ. With our battle song being, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me this afternoon. So Lord, go before us. Lord, if we have given our lives to you before and Lord, we've made a right hash of it, Lord, you know, like hashtag mess up. Lord, we just want to give our lives to you afresh today and say, Lord, I don't want to do this on my own this time because that's why I made the mess. But I want to do it with you. So would you guide my feet and would you protect my mind and my heart? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, so I'm going to pass the collection bag around.